Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this past week, we continued on in our series through the book of Song of Songs and looked at the wedding that took place between this couple. And we spent our time talking about what biblical marriage is. And we used three words to describe biblical marriage: covenant, companionship, and picture. And I want to spend a few minutes kind of recapping the idea of companionship when it comes to marriage. Whenever we're looking for a spouse, I think most people tend to think in terms of romance and passion. They're very focused on physical attraction and finding a romantic partner. And when they finally find someone that they're attracted to, they tend to fall in love with them. And it's all rainbows and butterflies at first. There are strong feelings and strong emotions, and those feelings often become the foundation for their marriage relationship. But the problem with that approach is that feelings of romance and passion oftentimes fade. Now, I'm not suggesting that you won't be physically attracted to your spouse after years of marriage. And I'm not suggesting that there will be no romance or passion in your marriage. But the feelings of romance and the feelings of passion are not adequate foundations for a lifelong commitment, because those feelings, they ebb and they flow over time. And so you need a foundation that is steady and solid, a foundation that's going to last not just for a few years, but for decades. And we actually find that foundation in the original marriage that we find in the creation account. In Genesis chapter 2, it says this: "The Lord God said, 'It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.' And that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh." It says that a man leaves his father and leaves his mother and is united to his wife so that he won't be alone. You see, marriage was the solution to the loneliness problem, which means that biblical marriage isn't simply about finding a romantic partner, finding someone who we are passionately in love with. It's really about companionship. It's about finding a lifelong best friend, which is why the best marriages are built on the foundation of friendship. Now, I believe this is one of the reasons why the book of Song of Songs tells us to not awaken love until the appropriate time. Because what it does is it allows you to build a relationship with someone that's built on something other than sex. It allows you to connect with them mentally and emotionally and spiritually. It allows you to establish a meaningful friendship and relationship before physical intimacy is introduced into the relationship. But maybe for you, you didn't enter into your marriage with that mindset, with that thought pattern of companionship and friendship. Maybe for you, when you got married, you were high on love, and it was all about passion and romance, and it was new and exciting and fresh. But over time, those feelings and desires have faded, and you don't feel like you're in love anymore, and you're not really sure how to move forward in your marriage or in your relationship. Listen, it's never too late to cultivate a friendship with your spouse. A friendship can be fostered and developed at any point, but it takes time. It takes investment. And so what does that look like? You know, we're going to spend some more time in the coming weeks talking about how to continue to pursue our spouse and invest in our marriage. But I think it starts with simple things like daily communication, where you're not just talking about the chores and the kids' schedules, but you're having meaningful dialogue and conversations. It looks like date nights, where you're carving out time during the week or during the month to spend intentional time with one another. It looks like time away from your kids. Maybe it's an overnight thing or a quick trip, but you're setting aside time to invest in your marriage, to invest in your relationship. And listen, it's a sacrifice. It costs money, It costs time, it can be inconvenient to schedule, but it's worth it. It's an investment you're making in the most important relationship in your life. And for those of us who still have kids at home, especially young kids, I think we need to envision what our marriage is going to look like in 15 years. When there are no more kids at home to distract us, no more kids at the house to keep us busy, and it's just us and our spouse for the next 30 years. And you have to ask yourself, what do you want that relationship? What do you want that friendship to look like? Biblical marriage, it's not just about passion. It's not just about romance, but it's about friendship. It's about companionship. It's about investing in a relationship and continuing to pursue one another. And so I'd love to take a minute now just to pray over the marriages in our church and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you for the gift that marriage is, that marriage was the solution, God, to the original loneliness problem, that when Adam was alone, you said it was not good, and you provided Eve, you provided a marriage to solve that problem. And God, we thank you for just the gift that our spouses are to us. And so, Lord, my prayer for anyone listening today, God, that they would continue to invest in their marriage relationship, that they would not just go on autopilot and coast and take that relationship for granted, but God, they would continue to pursue their spouse, to love them, to serve them, and to invest in this relationship, God, that you have given us, this incredibly gracious gift of marriage. And so, God, we love you, we praise you, and we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.